name's Shep Hyken, and I have a company, Shepherd Presentations. And we work with companies and organizations that want to develop loyal relationships with their customers and employees. I'm very excited that you're listening to this program, and I promise to deliver to you specific strategies to enhance the relationships that you have with your customers and the people you work with. The basic concept that's also the theme that runs through this entire presentation is about creating a moment of magic. In this presentation, you're going to learn about the moment of magic. And once you understand the concept, I'm going to give you a top 10 type of list that's going to teach you specific ideas and strategies on how to build those strong relationships with your customers, both external and internal. And by the way, the external customer or client are the ones that buy your goods or services from you. The internal customers, those are the people you work with. They're inside your own organization. They can be your assistant. It could be your boss. It could be another department. It's basically anybody that is dependent upon you for anything that they might need for their job. You give it to them so that they can do a good job for whoever they need to be doing a good job for. That's the internal customer. So the idea is that we're not just going to meet the expectations of these people, but we're going to exceed them. So with that in mind, let's talk about the moment of magic, what it is and where it comes from. In 1986, Jan Carlson, the former president of Scandinavian Airlines, wrote a book called Moments of Truth. And in this book, he defines the moment of truth as simply this. Anytime a customer comes into contact with any aspect of your business, however remote, they have an opportunity to form an impression. That is the moment of truth in business. Now, I'll repeat this because it's very, very important. Anytime a customer or client or perhaps even an internal customer comes into contact with you or any part of your business, they're going to form an impression. That impression is the moment of truth. It can make you, it can break you. Jan Carlson said the moments of truth can go basically two different ways. They can be good, they can be bad. I call the good ones moments of magic. And the bad ones, I refer to those as moments of misery. Now there's also a third one. It's in the middle. It's not great, but it's not bad either. It's average, it's satisfactory, and frankly, just being okay isn't good enough. It won't keep you competitive. It won't make you exceed the expectations of the people you work with or the people you do business with. So you try to avoid moments of truth that are just okay. If you can, make them a little bit better than okay and create that moment of magic. And by the way, when you hear the word magic, I must share with you that people think, hey, that's a wow. That's an amazing thing. It's magic. But the reality of it is, it doesn't have to be a wow and amazing thing. It just has to be better than just okay. A little bit better than just okay. Give you an example. One of my favorite Irish restaurants is McDonald's. And I love going there. I love the Big Mac order of fries and a soft drink. And I don't care if you're at the McDonald's in St. Louis, Missouri, where I live, or Seattle, Washington, or Portugal. If you order that meal, it's basically going to be the same wherever you go. What makes it different, however, is the person that hands you the sandwich and the soda and the French fries and how they take your money. Are they nice to you? And when you walk out of there and they've been nice to you, you think back, boy, the people at that McDonald's, they're great. And you know what? It wasn't that they were so great. It was one person that was great. And that one person made an entire image for that particular McDonald's to be a positive one. The food's going to be basically the same. So that's what makes it better than okay. Hey, it's not amazing. It's not wow. It's just better than okay. So that's what that little moment of magic is. Sometimes you're going to have those amazing things. But let's get back to that concept, the moment of truth. The moment of truth is any contact that a customer, someone has with you or your company. And let me use Jan Carlson's company as an example because he wrote the book. As I mentioned, he's the former president of Scandinavian Airlines, and back in the mid-1980s, the airline was not doing very well. As a matter of fact, it was on the verge of going out of business. He was asked to come in and take over the airline, and he used a simple concept. He got everybody in the entire airline, all of the employees, to buy into the simple moments of truth concept. And he said, hey, if we take care of that passenger, or by the way, if you're not dealing with the passenger, take care of that person, and they're probably dealing with the passenger, so they'll be able to do their job even better. If we can take care of these moments of truth and manage the passenger's experience, they're going to want to fly on our airline again. And he said, there's a bunch of main moments of truth. For example, you call up and you make a reservation. That's a main moment of truth. How is that handled? Hopefully when the passenger or customer gets off the telephone,